Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's great to share time with you on Republic Broadcasting. I love the music and I hope it helps you to think, yes, indeed, I am an American and I have reason to speak out and do my bit and my duty. I would like to suggest that I have on a Minuteman this hour. I have on Eli from Salt Lake City. Good afternoon, Eli. Eli, can you hear me?
I can. You hear me?
I can. I can hear you. So we're on together on Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you doing today?
Well, physically I'm fine. Mentally I'm a bit under the weather due to recent events here in Salt Lake City.
Okay, well, you have an opportunity to share your experience. You are a Minuteman here in Utah. I say congratulations to you and your organization. Tell the world about what you're trying to do and your concerns.
As many people know, the Minuteman groups all over the nation have taken as our struggle the fight to preserve our borders, language, culture intact and pass it on to our generation. That is indeed the mission of the Utah Minuteman Project. I can only say that we have been endeavoring to do that over the last 2 years, and we've fallen a bit behind here recently due to the actions of some of our police officers, or police chiefs, I should say, in different locations around the state. It's been spotty, actually, to tell you the truth, Barbara Jean, about progress we've made along the road. We, as many people know, we have passed in our legislature a bill named SB 81, and that bill was put through with specific language that was intended to deal with the massive increase in illegal aliens and the benefits that they derive from their presence here in our great country. We in the Minuteman Project are incensed and outraged at present because of what the police chiefs have been doing in saying that they will not sign on to the provisions of the law that was passed by the legislature. And you are aware of that as well, are you not, Barbara Jean?
Yes, I am. I'm very saddened by that. And as we were speaking last hour, what do we take as Americans? Do we take the fact that we can be called potential terrorists and all that by the issuance of assessments and reports both in Missouri and now from the Department of Homeland Security? Are we supposed to take that? Are we supposed to take attorneys general and police sheriffs and police that say, okay, you passed the law up on the Hill, and we won't honor it at all? Do you think that Utah will be strong enough to go to these particular law enforcement people and say, we don't approve, or you've got to change, or out with you in your office? What do you think will happen? And just a reminder, we will have a break here shortly, and then we'll be right back. So continue to the break and be aware that there will be that coming.
Thank you. Thank you. In direct answer to your question, I do believe that due to the ease, affluence, and soft nature of our existence here, then people will continue to persist, and they will not rise up to challenge the police chief's objection to the law.
Okay, we'll come right back here shortly, and we'll see if we can help that along.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eli is a young man, a family man, a man who has to go to work every day, and he is a minute man. He will travel to the border. He will try to bring things current for people to understand the importance of defending a border. He will refute the image of Minuteman as soon as you meet him and feel of his spirit. And what are we up against? We're up against the national news, Bob Schieffer. He's going to interview Arturo Sarukhan. That's an interesting name, of course, our Mexican ambassador. And all the while, we know that over 7,000 people were killed along the border between the United States and Mexico last year. But he's the Mexican ambassador, and it's his opportunity to say that weapons and bulk cash from the United States are the big issue, and we need to shut down the guns and bulk cash coming from this part of the country. He's also allowed to say, as have others, 90% of all weaponry as coming from the U.S., and then he can indicate that it would be a good issue to take up on this assault weapon ban and renew that kind of legislation. Schieffer was rather weak when he said, well, there are some that resist this number, and then let him go again on the interview, that 90%. And we have tried to help the understanding of this audience that private exports of high-level weaponry out of our Department of Defense-type weaponry, private contracts are exported across the border through the State Department in private contracts. So, yes, they may be from the United States, but it isn't the guns running across or the small gun owner. It's big issue of weaponry through the State Department. Back to you, Eli.
Yeah, that isn't that amazing, Barbara Jean. I heard that that statistic myself, and I'm just absolutely amazed. I mean, I heard that the large portion of the large issue guns being used were in fact coming from Eastern Europe. That's what I heard, and to hear that it's the State Department that exporting defense equipment, through private contracts.
In the millions of dollars, and
yeah,
it can be verified.
Yeah, it's I guess I'm not amazed by it. I'm surprised that such outlandish lies can be spewed by Bob
Schieffer.
Well,
don't you wonder about someone like Mr. Schieffer that has had years of experience? Wouldn't it behoove him? Wouldn't it be a responsibility for him to go to the information that is available and say it like it is across to America? I mean, when are we going to be wise enough to say, wait a minute, we are not being told that we need to know? Now, let's return to Utah, SB 81. And why is it, do you think, that these law enforcement people are doing this resisting? And have you heard from Mr. Jenkins or any of the legislators here that were so pushing for the gutting of SB 81? Have you heard any comments from them or any surprise as to the law enforcement?
No, ma'am, not a peep. It's apparent that the police chiefs are doing precisely, in my view, what the language of the law permits. And if you follow the legislative process, you know that lawyers go through each bill before and after they are passed through the legislature and make sure that every jot and tittle is exactly as the legislators intend. And that's precisely what happened in this case. And so when you ask why the police chiefs are willing to flaunt the political will of the people of Utah as manifested through their legislature, the only response I have to that is that people do not hold them accountable. It's a sad day in Utah when a police chief can come out in favor of invaders, can come out in favor of people who are sucking off the Utah taxpayer, can come out in favor of flouting the will of the Utah people, and it's like he is a hero. You saw the reaction in the press here, Barbara Jean, did you not?
Yes, the papers endorse such action.
Yeah, it's the most amazing thing. And so the situation at present is that the efficacy of the law has been proved to be virtually nil even before its enactment, precisely because the legislature did not mandate that such provisions would be signed onto by the police chiefs. They said, oh, you can opt out or you can opt in. It's all the same to us. So the police chiefs, as much as I hate to say it, are doing exactly as the legislature intended, at least in my opinion. Now, the people of Utah have spoken, and what is very apparent is that the elitist attitude that is so predominant among the political class, and I guess among Sanctuary Burbank here in Salt Lake City, is exactly that. They believe that they can, unto themselves, decide exactly what they're going to do, and the will of the people be damned. And as long as the people let them get away with it, then we deserve what we get. That's all I can say, Barbara Jean, and I'm sad to say that.
Now, as a Minuteman and as a citizen of Salt Lake City and close around here, do you believe Salt Lake City should be in the category of a sanctuary city, so-called?
I have to laugh when you say if they should be, because they already are. And the intent of the law, the intent of the people of Utah was to remove Salt Lake City from the list of sanctuary cities. And if you go just a little bit to the west, on the coast of California, to California, you will see that the results of those kind of policies are what you get, a $42 billion shortfall, a large portion of that due to the presence of illegal aliens. And once again, all I can say is the people need to stand up, and they need to hold their elected officials accountable and remove people like Sanctuary Burbank.
And, of course, for those who may not know, you are referring to
Chris Burbank, police chief here in Salt Lake City, Utah, who came out with his initial clamorous statement last week to the effect that he will not enforce SB 81. A little bit of a misnomer. To be fair to Sanctuary Burbank, the papers misrepresented exactly what he intended to say. Police chiefs are only responsible for enforcing one provision of SB 81, a very, very, very important provision, however, which is the 287G certification by the federal government that allows local law enforcement to actually enforce federal immigration law, which means they screen everyone that comes, who is arrested, and then they turn over to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, those people who are not legally present in our country. It's a very, very minimal intrusion on the routine of police officers, throughout our nation, no matter, where they're located. Very, very minimal. They run checks on those people anyway. And yet, Sanctuary Burbank and his ilk are refusing to do even that minimal measure.
My goodness, we have a caller on board. Ray in Utah, good afternoon. You're on with Eli, a Minuteman.
Hi, Barbara Jean and Eli.
Hi there.
I've been listening to you as I've been working, and if I'm out of breath, I apologize. Just made some steps. Quite a flight. Anyway, it seems to me that SB 81, following it every inch of the way at the Capitol building, it seems to me it was modified. It was basically not torn apart, but the teeth were taken out of this bill before the legislative process would even look at it and allow it to be passed. It is a good bill. I like the original form because it did follow the Constitution. And my main point today is I am so sick and tired of these politicians that live off the fat of the land and at the same time ignore the laws that have made this country great. It's very disturbing to an American who loves their country, and yes, I'm one of those.
Yes, exactly right. I agree with
and,
that.
And this oh, I'm almost about to swear because it makes me so mad, and I don't want to do that on air. But this business of someone in a position refusing to obey the laws, in going back to someone who is over this person, it seems to me that it's in all probability within the rights of the mayor of Salt Lake City to fire this guy. So where does that put the mayor of Salt Lake City? That tells me they're in it at least on level ground, in agreement with one another, and perhaps even supporting one another.
Well,
it's very disturbing, damn it.
Yes, Ray, it is disturbing, and it's no coincidence that I also call the mayor Sanctuary Becker, because
good for you.
You can bet that he and Burbank are on the same wavelength when it comes to mongering diversity and mongering compassion at the expense of the rule of law. And that's exactly what's happened here. If I just go back a little bit to your first comment about SB 81, SB 81 was a good bill.
We'll go to break here, and we'll be right back with Ray in Utah and Eli, the Minuteman.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, once again, over and over again, I guess some people would say, but looking at April 7th, 2009, and this report, an assessment from the Department of Homeland Security, warns against the possibility of violence by unnamed right-wing extremists concerned with illegal immigration. Back to you, Eli.
Yes, that's extremely interesting. I'll just go back to a comment that Ray made, her first comment about SB 81 being a good bill. In fact, SB 81 was a weak bill. It was a good bill in that it was a start, but it was a weak bill. It did not include the enforcement provisions that Arizona did and that Oklahoma did. That's why I called the bill Oklahoma Light, because it didn't provide anything by way of enforcement. And so now that's what's coming back to haunt the people like us and any kind of implementation that the legislature would like to see across the state. So Ray is exactly right. It was a good bill to start with, and there was a little bit of a weakening of the language, but not so much that it fundamentally changed it from the beginning of the process to the end. And by the way, just as a comment on on this report that Napolitano has issued, I feel proud to be in the presence of so many right-wing extremists, because there have got to be close to 80 to 100 million of us out there And we saw them yesterday going out into the streets to express their rage and frustration at this generational debt that Obama and his cronies are heaping upon us. So, yeah, I'm in good company, Barb Jean.
Okay, Ray, any further comment? And we'll let you go, but we thank you for calling. Ray, the mic is yours.
I would like to interject something right here and say that without the police force across this nation, we would have had criminals taking over communities at various times. So I'm very beholden to the police force that we do have. So I don't understand why this man is out of step with the laws and with the actual past history of the police force taking care of important issues in our country.
Well, it's no protection for us. They seem to ignore 7,000 violent deaths in Mexico. And the need to at least be aware of that in their discussion, how that could be brought into this country, and even so the state of Utah as well as other states, how could they be so comfortable in oblivion? I'm wondering if people need to make appointments with the sheriffs. Is that a possible, Eli?
I believe so. However, it will need to be done by individuals who are actually living in the boundaries of Salt Lake City. And at present, the Utah Minuteman Project is working on trying to bring up a group of people who will do precisely that. If I can just comment a little bit on what Ray said a moment ago, by and large, she's correct. The rank and file of the police are supportive of this law, and they would like to enforce it. That doesn't mean that they're going to take their carbines and they're going to go out and kick in people's doors. What it does mean is that they're going to screen people to make sure that if they're illegal, they're turned over to ICE. At present, that's done to some degree, but they're just recycling these people through their jails. And so I think it's important for the people out here in the country to understand that in many cases the hands of the local officers, the individual officers, are tied by the bureaucratic maneuvering and political correct mongering of diversity and compassion that is so dominant in some of these jurisdictions. And I'm speaking specifically about Salt Lake City, but you can go up to Park City, you can go over to Summit County, you can go up to Davis County, and the same thing exists. And the deficit, Barbara Jean, as you are very well aware, is a deficit of love of country, lack of awareness that we are, in fact, defending ourselves against a massive invasion of our borders and of our country by the third world. And it is transforming the nature of our society in ways that I find it distinctly uncomfortable, and which will be the extinction of our civilization, our way of life.
Indeed, and it's happening with such rapidity that I think it's overwhelming. Ray, thank you for calling in. Yes.
I would like to say the Constitution principles are what made this country great and our people very happy, and God cannot protect that Constitution by himself. We have to step in,
who
love our country, and help God do this.
Amen.
All right. Thank you very much for joining with us. We're going to turn now to Wally in Idaho. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Eli, I'd like to welcome you to the Barbara Jean program, and thank you for all the work you're doing in that Minuteman Project.
I can only do what I can do. Thank you, sir.
Barbara Jean, my sister and I went to this tea party here in Idaho Falls yesterday.
Well, give us a report.
Pardon?
Give us a report. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's freezing cold up here and raining and everything, and we were driving out there, and I told my sister, if four or five people show up to this event, I'll be surprised. And
okay, we're going to go to another break, Wally, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As we are speaking on Born on the 4th of July about the thrust and the disaster of the unchecked illegal immigration in this nation, plus the spending of money, I would just like to remind the audience that on this very day, President Barack Obama is visiting in Mexico, and of course, he's on his way to the Summit of the Americas, held this weekend in Trinidad and Tobago. And of course, it's interesting, go to the Organization of American States and just look about some of we propose from our ambassadors to the Organization of American States. So often their proposals involved further integration of the United States of America with the hemisphere. So all of that is going on, as we must well remember. Let us not forget for one minute that the Department of Homeland Security could close the border, could build the fence that was enacted as a law of Congress. Eli talked about the police people here in Utah and the sheriffs deciding they wouldn't go along with SB 81. Well, we have a whole country that isn't going along with building the fence, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Our president is down there, and usually we find out later we've already proposed to give away the store. Back to you, Wally. You were telling about your event yesterday in Idaho.
Yes, my sister and I attended this tea party here in Idaho Falls, and it's raining and it's cold, and I thought just a few people would show up, but about 1,000 people showed up to this event. And I was walking around with a sign that said, Obama, Commander and Thief. I got a lot of compliments on that, and about six ladies wanted to take my photograph for the sign. And I was just amazed. There were so many people that are so angry at what's happened to our country. And after the event, which lasted about 2 hours, these people, they stood around, you know, for half an hour in line to sign petitions. And my sister was collecting petitions, and she was standing in a puddle of icy cold water all the time she was collecting these petitions. And at one point, she ran out of petitions, and she had to run four blocks to a copy place, you know, to get more petitions and run back. And I thought, I didn't find out about this until after the event because we got separated in the crowd. And after the event, I concluded she's either a great patriot or a total lunatic. And, you know, my hands were freezing cold. I should have brought some gloves, but I was freezing after about 2 hours, and I got to thinking maybe I'm just a sunshine patriot, you know. I was thinking about the soldiers back there at Valley Forge that were half naked, you know, their feet were wrapped in rags, and they're starving to death, and they went through a whole winter, you know, and under these kind of conditions. And I thought, we don't appreciate what they went through. These soldiers that fought the Revolutionary War for 6 years, they made these great sacrifices, and we just don't really have an idea of that, of, you know, what they went through for our freedom.
And yes, how right. is it that we have legislators that seem to be so oblivious, or attorneys general that seem to think there aren't laws that they need to enforce?
I think there is a coup taking place in our country, not all at once, but, you know, slowly and gradually, one piece at a time, and it's taking over our country and establishing a type of government that we really don't want. You know, we're getting this authoritarian government that is taking over every aspect of our lives, and we need to wake up and realize we're fighting a second American Revolution. If we don't do something, we're going to lose our country.
Yeah, the only,
Eli,
yeah.
I was going to turn to you at this point and have Wally stay on for any further comment. But for that citizen that might be tuning in to Republic Broadcasting Network across this nation, why don't you describe your experience on the border? I'm aware that you have gone down to see what the border actually looks like, and there may be folks out there that haven't had that opportunity.
Well, when we went down there, it was last September, and the border was fairly quiet. We were down in Sierra Vista, and I was told that due to the fact that they were building that fence, keep in mind this is the last few months of Jorge Bush's term, and they were, in fact, building the fence, and it was a great-looking fence, 18 feet tall, massive steel post. Of course, you could still climb over it, but it was, in fact, proving to be a good deterrent. We went and talked to a few individuals, one of whom was Glenn Spencer down there, and he, in fact, was talking about exactly what is in the news right now about all the drug cartels and so forth. But he did, you know, he did mention one aspect of this business that is not being covered in the national media, and that is that the human smuggling, human trafficking part of this organized crime cartel, I don't know how to exactly how to say, but illegal activity that's coming across the border is absent in the mainstream coverage in the news. It's just nowhere there. They always talk about drugs, and then they say weapons are going back across the border. But meanwhile, there's nothing reported, or virtually nothing, on the value in terms of total dollars that the human smuggling and the trafficking represents. And as I understand it, they're about 50-50 now. You get 50% of your money in drugs and 50% of your money for the organized crime cartels for smuggling people. And Glenn Spencer predicted what is exactly happening right now, and he predicted it more than 2 years ago, from what I understand, and he was talking about it when we were down at the border.
Isn't it interesting? It takes someone like him on the border to try to get the information out, and we'll give him a little plug today for those listeners who have not gone to their computer and looked up AmericanPatrol.com.
That's right.
Go there for the pictures, because you will see activity along the border, and you'll see those people walking across on a daily basis, unattended and unimpeded. And this is ongoing every day, and it gives you a real visual. So I encourage that you go to Mr. Spencer's website, www.AmericanPatrol.com. And you'll have a wonderful moment if this is new to you and you look at those pictures, and they're updated all the time. And it's an amazing thing to visit the border and see how poorly it is maintained. Don't you agree, Eli?
Yes. Around Sierra Vista, they were just finishing up a length of fence which would have pushed the traffic completely out of that area. Matter of fact, I believe that it's very close, if not already finished down there in that particular area. And all they do is they go around, and without a strong, I would prefer a wall like they have over there in the West Bank. But in fact, all they've done is just build that fence. It's better than nothing, but they need to extend it to all 2,000, 2,500 miles of the border so that we have a security blanket, and we can cut down on most of the traffic. In fact, Glenn Spencer said that the reason why the violence had picked up, and this is the waning months of 2008, is precisely because the fence down there had cut down on many of the available smuggling routes, and the cartels were fighting over the remaining ones. And it's so ironic and so telling that the politicians were, in fact, at the time, jockeying for power in terms of their political propaganda in order to make sure that the fence wasn't built and thus preserve the remaining smuggling route, which is precisely the reason for a lot of the violence. It's just amazing, Barbara Jean. It's hard to comprehend why and how politicians couldn't just get a grip and shut down that border, because I hold the politicians in the United States largely responsible for the drugs and the people coming across that border. I can tell you, that's my view.
I believe the leadership is responsible. And here, as Utah is the home base of Born on the 4th of July, we will speak to what we know. And any of you out there listening, if you know something that will help us on this issue in your state taking different approach, we know that we have heard from Oklahoma and also in Arizona, where legislation has been enacted and has held. And even though the courts have gone after Arizona time and time again, in most cases, I think all except one, their different and new legislation through the last 4 or 5 years, mainly because of a wonderful legislator who has not given up, Mr. Pierce, who is now in the Senate,
yes.
You know, it's holding. It's holding. They're making
yes.
a difference.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it just goes to show what determination, tenacity, and an eye on the source of our strength, which is the Constitution, loyalty to our country, determination to put our family first in our consideration of what's really, really important in this struggle. And I met with Russell Pierce on the way back. We stopped by in Mesa for just a few minutes. And he was absolutely fantastic, a person. He knew every in and out. He was just incredibly, well versed in his mission, which was to shut down that border and make sure that Arizona was rid of illegal aliens and penalize those people to pander to them. It's just amazing experience, Barbara Jean.
Now, let's think in terms of a new president, maybe not schooled in the border situation. Wouldn't it be interesting if he might have checked out the legislative sessions of Arizona and what they had gone through in order to protect the citizen of Arizona and also with legislation? And wouldn't it have been interesting if a new president would have checked on the stance of the governor of Arizona on all those bills that were presented to protect Arizona? Wouldn't that have been a window into what she would do for America?
Yes. In fact, I believe that Osama did check on Napolitano. He did understand her stance on the immigration issue, and that was precisely why she was chosen to be the head of DHS. Because I do not feel like Osama's priority is the protection of the citizens of the United States. He is continuing to push towards this globalization, the opening up of our borders, and the importation of millions and millions and millions of third world poor people who will further dilute our citizenship and further drive our civilization into extinction. That's my prejudice, Barbara Jean.
Mr. Wally, do you have a comment on that issue?
No, not on that particular issue, but I'd just like to say that my sister collected 360 signatures on her petitions yesterday.
And could you share with the audience what the petition entailed?
I don't know a whole lot about it, except that it's a petition for D.V. Kidd about Kibinis' safety that she's trying to establish.
All right. I know that there are lots of movements across this nation, and we do need to get together on what we're about and work as a group. Yesterday, we talked about an America First group. And any of you who are interested in that, please give RBN a call. We'll take a list and we'll figure out that. We will have him on again, Mr. Matt Moody. We need to concert our efforts together. If, as you say, Eli, President Barack Obama totally, it would appear, understood Janet Napolitano's record against enforcing the law in Arizona, and it's available. Ladies and gentlemen, go check it for yourself. Call up Arizona in their government. Ask for the record of how many of those bills that diligent Russell Pierce introduced and others as well, and got to the work of that issue and got it done with great difficulty in Arizona, and so often she would veto. And
that's
sometimes
right.
She got backed into a corner.
Right. It's interesting, if I might interrupt for a moment, Barbara,
sure.
these bills that Russell Pierce introduced and kind of babysat through the legislative process were opposed from the very beginning by Napolitano. And it was only when it became apparent that Russell Pierce represented the will of the people of Arizona on these particular bills and the mission to preserve the homeland from the devastation that's being wreaked on it by illegal aliens that she put her signature to it. She did it reluctantly, in my view. She did it with an eye to undermining the laws once they got into effect. And I would say that it's a stroke of luck for the people of Arizona that, in fact, she was selected to be the DHS head honcho there, although I wouldn't say it's so great for the rest of us here in the broader United States.
Well, it's just as we have pointed out, and like I suggest to any interested patriot there, please check this out for yourself. Senator Russell Pierce is the person who would maybe have most of the credit in following through. And you know what was so interesting? I asked him personally, I said, how is it going and how could it be? And what are you doing in Arizona? Guess what he said? We're enforcing the laws that are on the book.
Yeah, how about that? Laws work when they're enforced.
Laws work, and he's been taken to court, and the laws have held. Ladies and gentlemen, if your state is willy-nilly like Utah, I don't know. You need to go to the law and then find yourselves and decide you will not take this barrage of smokescreen that we're dealing with here in Utah. I'm astounded, Eli, that we seem so passive. We'll go to break and we'll come back.
Thank you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Once again, our time will go really fast in this final segment, but we should remind ourselves we have a template for disaster. California, the Golden State, it used to be said, so goes California, so goes the nation. California is melting down. Unemployment rate upward of 10%. 257,000 jobs lost in 2008. The median home values are plummeting 50% since the spring of 2007. So there we go. And we have Governor Schwarzenegger proposing cuts in spending, cuts in workforce, furloughs for state employees, delaying expected taxpayer refunds. So goes the nation. We refuse to see who the elephant in the room is. Illegal entry into an unprotected nation. The Minutemen. And you've had to deal with inference that you shouldn't do what you're doing. Tell us what you plan to do and what you hope to do. Congratulations for being a Minuteman.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara Jean. The most that we can do is try to serve as a resource to people who are fed up with this problem. I've often said that we patriots, we activists all over the nation face the same problem, and that's that the American people are too fat, too happy, too comfortable, too affluent, and they have taken for granted their freedoms and the opportunities that the good Lord has given us to live in this country. And as a result, our nation is being destroyed. It's being destroyed from within more than from without, as was predicted by so many people in the past. So, you know, what the Minuteman Project is going to do, I mean, relative to this little flap in the news, all we can do is try and gather up a bunch of patriots who live in Salt Lake City and try and picket the mayor's office, try and attend those city council meetings. But it's so interesting because, by and large, the opinion of the Utah people has already been decided, and they have come out against illegal immigration in all its forms, whether you're talking in-state tuition, whether you're talking about gangbanging crime, whether you're talking about identity theft, because they know how dangerous it is. The only chance that they have to further push the ball down the road, so to speak, is to suffer more, to have more pain inflicted on them, to have more identity theft, have more a murder and mayhem be inflicted on them, so people wake up enough. And I hate to have that visited on people, but it seems to me like the affluence and the ignorance is so widespread and so profound that that's what it's going to have to take in order for people to wake up. And it's a sad, sad thing to say, Barbara Jean. I'm sad, just sick to my heart when I think about it.
As we have elected officials who seem to think the interests of law-abiding residents and citizens must take a back seat to the demands of illegals, right?
Yes, that is correct. And it's so ironic because you see it in virtually every public pronouncement. Regardless of what it is, and they want to have their cake and eat it too, and as long as the people of Utah let them do it, as long as we don't stand up and say enough is enough, then we deserve what we get.
Well, you're speaking for America. The time is short. President Barack Obama is in Mexico and on his way to the summit of the Americas, and we stay at home, America.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
Good luck.
With recent